You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of a radio discussion in which two writers are talking about their books.
The last book I wrote was something my publisher asked me to write, about the River Thames and its history. Not exactly a passion of mine. I'm still not entirely sure why the publisher approached me, but I could imagine how other people might be interested, so I signed up. And once I'd got into it, I found the whole thing quite intriguing. I'd rather not have had to limit our investigation just to the inner city, but there's only so much you can pack into 400 pages. Now it's finished, I have to say I rather miss working on it. Do you enjoy the research side of things?
Not so much, but now I can use the internet, of course.
Indeed. But can you trust what you read?
The way I see it, the internet's given authors access to limitless knowledge, and all from the comfort of our own home. If only we'd had it when I was starting out. It would have saved me countless trips to the library, and a lot of time and effort. Sure, you have to check and cross-reference things, but I can live with that.
Extract 2. You hear two game designers talking about their work.
If you only hang out with other game designers, if gaming is your entire world, that's actually going to work against your development. The people on top in this profession are the ones with, I'd call it, an insatiable curiosity for, say, history, science, music, that kind of thing. Anyway, when I'm starting out on a new game, I'll work out what the goal is. That's my priority. So, for example, for my last game, it was the idea that humans are a part of nature, not separate, and I'll go from there. The people and the overall image come later down the line.
I probably have a similar approach, and I agree that whatever you're designing, be it a first-person shooter, action-adventure, role-playing, whatever, if you want to become one of the great game designers, you need to have a great deal of general knowledge and an inquiring mind. A good grasp of behavioral psychology is also essential. Without this, you won't convince anyone, and playing a game without conviction is rather pointless.
Extract 3. You overhear two university students talking about choices they have made.
I don't know if you've heard, but I'm off to Greece once the term finishes. I'm joining up with this team of archaeologists. They need people to do the physical stuff. The digging, I mean. It won't be paid, but it'll give me some real experience in the field, even if it's not strictly relevant to the courses I'm taking next year. And it'll make a change from the tedious kind of jobs I normally end up doing during the holidays.
Well, I imagine you'll really get a lot out of it. After I finished my first degree, and we're talking at least 10 years ago now, I got offered a position with a really prestigious firm of architects. I felt I couldn't say no, especially because we were all still waiting for the exam results to come out. And it was good there, but I still wish I'd given myself the chance to consider something else. Well, that's why I've come back to university, I suppose.